Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, I'm Helen, the owner of Helen's Wines here in Los Angeles. The city of love. Okay, I don't think we're the city of love, but we're in LA. Helen's Wines, it's gem box little wine shops that are located in the front and the back of John and Vinny's restaurant in Los Angeles. It's a vibe. You come check us out. You can come drink some wine. You can buy some wine. You can do a flight before you take a flight, especially if you're visiting from out of town. But I'm Helen, and this is my podcast, Wine Face, where we break down the ins and outs, the ups and the downs, the basement to the penthouse of wine, what's happening. And we do it all in a digestible way so that you don't feel like, what the hell is she talking about? Okay, I was about to drop an F-bomb, and I did not, because you might have kids in the car. They want to learn about wine too. Start them young, right? Not drinking, but learning. All right, so today is kind of a special day. Last night, I watched Homecoming, the Beyoncé Netflix movie, and I gotta say, put a whole new perspective into my life. That woman is amazing. Just shout out Beyoncé. I loved it. I wanted to dance all night after seeing it. I think that I'm a superstar now, and you're the best. So I'm not sorry. If you get that, then you're a Beyoncé fan. All right. So today, all right. I'm having a little Matthew McConaughey morning. Today, we're talking about the Jura in France. This is the intro to the Jura. Now, Jura is spelled J-U-R-A. When I say it, Jura, it sounds like it's going to have way more letters and way more complications and maybe an accent. But if you were going to say it like an Americana, you would say the Jura. It's the Jura, but it's the Jura. You want to kind of zhuzh the J, the Jura. The Jura is in France. It's countryside. It's soft rolling hills. It's babbling brooks. Okay, I saw two babbling brooks when I was in the Jura. And so to me, there's babbling brooks everywhere. But there are a few rivers, streams, babbling brooks. The water is so crystal clear. It's coming down from the mountains. It informs their farming. It fuels. There was a couple little windmills I saw. I mean, it's an old school part of France. They're OG. They are rooted in tradition. It is definitely the countryside. People have cows, geese, ducks, sheep. They got little baby chickens. They're eating fresh farm eggs. It's a vibe and it's amazing. It's located in central eastern France. So it's kind of sandwiched between Geneva in Switzerland and the Burgundy region of France, which we've talked about before, where you make Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and it all is bedazzled and amazing because of the Jurassic limestone that the grapes are growing in. Shout out Burgundy. But the Jura, so it's central eastern France, literally super close to Geneva, and it's Swiss beats, y'all. It's got those Swiss beats vibes, and it's the best region ever for this very specific wine that we're going to talk about. And the thing I love about the Jura is that it's its own thing. Like, there isn't, what's happening in the Jura is not happening anywhere else in the world. It's not happening anywhere else in France. The grape varietals, the tradition, the winemaking style is so specific to that place that it's really inspiring. And the tragedy is that there's a fear that over time, the traditions that we're going to talk about today that are associated with the Jura are going to be lost and people are going to lose interest. So I'm here to revive. We are going to put a little pep in the Jura step. I don't know what that ch-ch was, but maybe it was like, ch-ch, we're cleaning the windshield. We're taking away the foggy mist of what is the Jura, and it's going to be crystal clear in the next 20 minutes. So as I said, everything is super deeply rooted in tradition. When I was there, even some of the words I was saying to describe the winemaking style, this winemaker, Jean-François Bordy, was like, oh, no. What? I would not say that. Because it's, even though my perception of it is accurate, they have their own, it's almost like Jura wine runs through their veins. It's part of their blood. I called the wine oxidative, and he was like, it is not oxidative. But he's also like cheeky, and he's saying it in this kind of sweet way, and he's got this epic mustache. So it was more of a conversation and less of a scolding, but it kind of felt like a scolding at first. Rooted in tradition, super old school. And I've got to say, with that old schoolness, there's a little bit of like a stubborn vibe. Like, this is the way we do it. We do not want people to do it any other way. And you know what? In this situation, I really respect it, because the Jura is like this amazing little bubble that we really need to preserve and kind of highlight and enjoy and embrace and pair with food. That's the most important thing, is these wines are epic wines to pair with food. It's also really well known for just a specific amount of grapes. It's not planting new varietals. There are very specific varietals that grow super well in the Jura. So for white wine, there's a grape that some of you might be familiar with. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, Chardonnay. So they do grow Chardonnay there. And it grows really well, but it tastes very different than Chardonnay you've had anywhere else. You can get traces that, yes, this is Chardonnay, but it's stylistically a much zippier, brighter, fresher expression of Chardonnay. And then the other white grape varietal that is predominantly grown is called Sauvignon. Not Sauvignon like Sauvignon Blanc, but Sauvignon. You kind of like do a little nying at the end of it. It's spelled Savagnin. That's where the nyin comes from. Sauvignon. You could sing it too, because you know I'm Beyonce now, so it's all good. And then there's red varietals that are grown. All of the wine from the Jura is light. It's light expressions. It's thin-skinned red grape varietals. So the first two that are the most specific to the Jura that are not really grown elsewhere, except there's a cool new like outcropping of Jura varietals being planted in California. What? We'll talk about that a little later. So the first varietal is called Pulsard. It's spelled Poulsard. And the second varietal is called Trousseau. And so those, I know they're not very common. A lot of people haven't heard of them, but it's Pulsard, Trousseau. And then the other two red grape varietals that are planted that might be a little more well-known are Gamay for red and Pinot Noir for red wine. But Pulsard and Trousseau definitely rule the roost. There is like a good amount of Gamay and Pinot Noir planted, probably more Pinot than Gamay. Gamay is like very, very seldom. And usually if there's a blend of three varietals in the Jura, it's Pinot Noir, Pulsard, and Trousseau. Gamay is like such a side piece. It's not even in the regular rotation that often. There's five major appellations in the Jura. So Jura is the overall appellation. That's like Mama Appellation or Jean Controlli. So Jura is the AOC. And then within the Jura, there's five primary villages that are the AOC subregions. But my favorite ones and the ones we're going to talk about today, my three favorite guys are Château Chillon, Arbois, and L'Étoile. So if you know anything about the Jura or you take anything away from here, oh, and side piece, the Côte de Jura is an AOC designation. And there's a lot of lovely Côte de Jura out there. But when we talk about French wine and when we're talking about a specific area, what's so interesting and about it is when you get site specific. And there's always a reason for this site specificity. And that's because the soil is bomb.com and unique and special whenever we're talking about one of these regions.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So the Arbois is the first one I want to touch on. I'll go and save the best for last, which is Chateau Chelan. Okay, so the Arbois, sorry, it's a very musical Friday over here. The Arbois is amazing because it's virtually, it's this beautiful, picturesque little village and or little area. And it's anchored by a village called Poupillon. And so it's Arbois-Poupillon. They're separate, like the Arbois is the overall region and Poupillon is probably like the bee's knees of that area. It's amazing because it's virtually like one thin strip of a specific kind of soil that's called argillocalcareous soil. And that soil is hugging slopes of blue, gray, and red marl. And so this is very, very unique to this area. They're hugging the slopes. It's kind of transcending. It's like one strip that starts higher and moves a little bit lower and spreads out beneath it. And as it spreads out, it's got this calcareous agrio soil that hugs blue, gray, and red marl slopes. Now you might be like, WTF is marl? And I'm with you. So marl is clay and lime soil, aka it's like a lime-rich mud. And for all my vegetable growers out there or green thumbs, my little gardeners, you know who you are. And by the way, everyone should get into gardening because this shit is hitting the fan and you need to know how to survive. Okay, that's a whole other podcast. But back to the wine. So lime is really like it's a soil acidifier and it's really good when you're planting agricultural products. Sometimes you can have too much lime and that would definitely not be dope on a rope, but in essence, lime is good. And so it's lime-rich mud. And then you got Poupillon, the village of Poupillon, which is like the most awesome area. My other favorite part is L'Étoile, which is it translates to star in French. I love L'Étoile as well. It's not, Arbois is probably my favorite part of the Jura. L'Étoile is super cool as well. My favorite producer over there is this family called Montbourgeot. We'll talk about them a little bit later. But those soils have a slightly different composition. They have a little bit more soil that's rich for growing Chardonnay and Sauvignon. And whereas the Arbois, there's a lot of red wines that are produced in that area. So it's got like a different kind of vibe going on in L'Étoile. And then last but not least is Chateau Chelan. Three pointer. Chateau Chelan is epic. It's kind of like the unspoken Grand Cru part of the Jura. And you know what? When you go there, because I know all of you guys are going to go there, or I hope you do, it's almost like you're standing in this epic amphitheater that is hushed. It's hush. It's so beautiful. I can't even, it's like vineyards wrapping around and then in an amphitheater around this like amazing stone structure that's like shooting up into the sky. And then on the top of that stone structure or the stone outcropping is a medieval village, the medieval village of Chateau Chillon that's built on top. It's like the most breathtaking part of the Jura. It's a Grand Cru, but it's not technically the Grand Cru because there is no Grand Cru in the Jura by the wine laws. But between me and you, it's got like Grand Cru vibes. And its vineyards are named after that hilltop medieval village. It's only for the Sauvignon grape, so the white wine Sauvignon grape. And it's ideal for making a wine called Vin Jaune. So you're standing in this epic place. There's these amazing small vineyards. Everyone's in there working by hand. You cannot bring a machine in there. It's just literally impossible. The slopes are not that steep. They're not crazy steep, but it's just the delicacy of the place, the site specificity is just informing you into why this epic, epic place can make an epic wine like a Vin Jaune, which I'm going to tell you what that is. The other thing is the soil has a little more iron in it. It's a little bit more red. So they plant only Sauvignon there. That's the only thing that's planted in Chateau Chillon. Many different producers have vineyard plots in Chateau Chillon. So what's confusing about this part of the Jura is it's called like Chateau Chillon. So I think sometimes people might think like, oh, it's one chateau making this wine, but it's actually many different chateau, many different producers making wine from there. And so Vin Jaune is what I was talking about when it's, there's such a specific wine that comes from the Jura, that's the heart of the Jura, that isn't like anything else and that all the other wine is implicated by. So if Vin Jaune is the heart, beating heart of the Jura, I'm going to tell you what the hell Vin Jaune is. So it's spelled V-I-N, new word, J-A-U-N, and it translates to yellow wine. So first of all, news alert, you all heard about orange wine. Well, we're talking about yellow wine. Yep, that's right. Mic drop, new color of wine, Vin Jaune up in the house. Vin Jaune wines are often compared to sherry in their style. If you're not familiar with sherry, it's sort of like a dry, savory, sometimes aromatic, fortified beverage that is slightly oxidized. So if you've ever, not a sweet sherry, a dry sherry. So they're sometimes compared to that, but Vin Jaunes are, oh, so much more, and they're not as high in alcohol and not as strong. But basically, it tastes like an oxidized wine. And I know winemakers in the Jura would probably hate if I said it that way, but it's the way that they make Vin Jaune is you let the Sauvignon grapes ripen just like a tiny bit longer. You pick the grapes, and after fermentation, when you are aging the wine in the barrel, you do not top off the barrel and you oxidatively age the Sauvignon wine under a blanket. Now, this is not like a cozy blankie, Pendleton blankie. This is a blanket that's called a voile, or which translates to veil. And it's literally a veil, like a thin layer of natural developing yeast floats on the top and protects the wine from too much oxygen. It's a mind-blowing process, but basically the wine like chills out like that for a long ass time. And underneath, the Sauvignon is like just chilling and gaining essence and vibe and these slight oxidative characters that are like, it's like if you're taking a bite of like super dry lemon meringue pie. And then it also has like this zip and energy and it's just so good. I want everyone to drink Vin Jaune all the time. It's the perfect food wine. So Vin Jaune is the cozy, blanky, sleepy, tired wine of the Jura. No, I'm just kidding. Because it's not tired. Because when you take it out of the bottle, you pour it in your glass, you realize that this wine is energetic. It's tense. It's bright. It's fresh. It's clean. But then it has that oxidative note that not everyone's palate is prepared for. So I just do want to give that as a precursor. If you don't know what an oxidative flavor would taste like, you could think about sherry. But You could also think about it, I'm trying to think the best way to describe it without it sounding kind of gross, because in concept and in theory, I think it's harder to explain than in practice and in your mouth. But it's almost as if you had like, it's like stainless steel. It's really clean, but then it also has this like waxy mid palate. It's not sweet, super dry. It's like a lemon drop. Bling, in a fresh pond. It's really good. It's like those babbling brooks that are running all up in the Jura. So that's the style of Vin Jaune. To be a Vin Jaune, it has to be only Sauvignon, has to be older vines. There's like, it has to be a great vintage. You know, it has to be a specific vine age. There's a lot of classifications to make it a Vin Jaune. And they're also a little more expensive because that shit's like hanging around. Like current release for most people on Vin Jaune, if you were going to come in and buy one, would be 2010, maybe 2009 or 2011. But they hang around in the cellar for a long time. They have to stay in barrel, I think 60 months or something crazy like that. But Vin Jaune also informs the winemaking style for the white wines. So not all white wine from the Jura is a Vin Jaune. There's also white wine made from Sauvignon and Chardonnay, or those two blended together. And there's two styles that you can make a white wine. You can make it voile, or the veiled style, like a Vin Jaune, where you have a slight oxidative component, or Ouille, spelled O-U-I-L-L-E. It's basically the fresh style, where you do not allow a blanket to form on top, and you make the wine like you would any other white wine. I mean, it's slightly different and specific to the Jura, but you're not putting it through any sort of excessive oxidative aging process. And the fresh wines, I love them as much as I love the blanket wines. They're all super, super delicious and energetic. I think there is a little bit of a fear among an older generation in the Jura that some of the younger winemakers are moving more towards making a fresher style, Ouille. That's how you, like, that's what it would refer to for Sauvignon and Chardonnay, and that some of the tradition of that style of a Jura wine will be lost. And I personally really hope that doesn't happen, because I love both styles equally.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And then for the reds, let's talk about those. So Trousseau and Poussard are the most sort of rare grapes that you probably haven't heard about before. And when they make red wine in the Jura, typically they'll make a Trousseau, single varietal, like that's the only grape in there, and they'll make a Poussard. They're fresh, they're clean, they have energy. There's always a little bit of a cranberry note. Poussard is even lighter than Trousseau typically. It has more of that tart cranberry going on. They like to be chilled down a little bit. They're elegant. I couldn't compare them to any other red wine, really. I mean, some people would be like, are they light like Pinot Noir and Gamay? They are, but they don't have the juiciness. They don't have the fruit component. It's a totally different beast. And when they're blended together, they're awesome, but typically there's also some Pinot Noir blended with them. Those would be the three grapes blended together. It's an absolutely mind-bendingly amazing place to indulge in wine if you want to go on a magic carpet ride. I served Alex a wine the other night, and it was not a Van John, but it was a wine that was aged in the voile, under the veil. It was a 2011 Sauvignon from Domaine de la Pont, and we had it with garlicky broccoli pasta, which is definitely not a classic pairing for that. But two mornings later, when we woke up, he was like, "Hey, baby, do you think it's possible that I can get some more of that like oxidized wine?" And I was like, "Hell yeah, babe." So it's really like sneaks up on you. It's one of these like magical wines that gets into your soul and you just want to sort of embrace it. It has so much depth, history, energy. They're so, so good. Red wines, again, light, ethereal. It's almost like you're dancing through a moss-covered forest with fairies. They're so unbelievably amazing. The major players, the players that I love and can get down with, ones that we have in the shop, wines that like I can always get behind, Michel Gaillé, Jean-François Bordier, Domaine de la Pont, Bruyère and Huillon, which we rarely get any of them because they're such small production, but they're these like hot young winemaker in our bois, Holler, Auvernoy Criconde, and Domaine Crados. Those are probably my favorite of all the Jura producers, but there's a lot of good one. And Domaine Montbourgeot, who I mentioned before, they make this kick-ass Cremant, which is a sparkling wine made in the Champagne style. But because the wines, you know, the Jura as a region is a little bit colder. It's like a little higher elevation. So it has very, very cold, cold winters. So the grape ripening index is different for Chardonnay or Pinot Noir as compared to other regions like AKA Burgundy, which is right to the west. The Jura man, the Jura woman, the Jura y'all, it's just so good. The last thing I'm going to leave you with is something I learned about when I was visiting the Jura. And we were sitting at dinner and this winemaker, Jean-François, was like, "You know, I got to tell you about this hot tip." He has a very thick French accent, but, and he definitely didn't say hot tip, but I'm going to put it in my own words. He's like, "Let me tell you about the hot tip that all the people in the Jura do, especially around the holidays." And I know it's summer and this might not make sense, but California gets pretty cold at night, gets deserty. You sometimes want a blanket. So you get this cheese. It's called Mont d'Or, MONTDOR. Mont d'Or. And what you do is you get the Mont d'Or, you take a sharp knife and you just cut the top of the Mont d'Or off. It's a circular, like rind cheese. So you cut the top off, put the top to the side. You scoop out little pockets in the Mont d'Or, and you put cloves of garlic in the pockets, and then you pour Van John into those pockets. You put the top back on, you put it on a baking sheet, and you put it in the oven at like 350 degrees for like 30 to 45 minutes. And it is heaven. Like, it's this slightly stinky but creamy cheese, and the garlic's incorporated, and the Van John is just like taking the cheese to this whole new level. It's like fondue on fleek. And what the tradition in the Jura is to have like roasted potatoes that you dip into it. But like, I'm a big fan of crusty bread, so you can dip whatever you want in there. But that's a hot tip for you. Another good pairing with Jura white wine specifically is crustaceans. Like, I'm talking about lobster. I'm talking about shrimp. I'm talking about something with a little bit of a saffrony broth. Saffron's the new sexy. You heard it here first. Anyway, that was intro to Jura. I encourage everybody to go out and try a Jura wine. They are epic, epic good times. This is Helen from Helen's Wines, just bringing you into my Jura mindset. This is Wine Face, the podcast that is breaking you down all the ins and outs of wine, how, where, what, what's in them, what's good about them. As a sidebar, all these Jura wines are usually organically farmed, small production. HelensWines.com if you want more information on Jura Wines, or visit me on Instagram at Helen's Wines. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and DM me if there's any episodes that you would like to hear, any wine that you have questions about, any pairings you're curious about. Thank you. I'm out.